USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There will be nothing that America cannot do.
America celebrating its independence yesterday with President Trump giving a rousing speech last evening during his salute to America on the National Mall.
Through centuries, our soldiers have always pointed toward home, proclaiming, "This we'll defend." They live by the creed of Douglas MacArthur. In war, there is no substitute for victory. They are the greatest soldiers on earth.
Department of Justice officials facing a 2 p.m. deadline today to explain how the department plans to put a citizenship question on the 2020 census. A federal judge in Maryland giving that deadline. That judge is overseeing one of three lawsuits that have challenged that question. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The NFL Miami Dolphins lineman Kendrick Norton is hospitalized after a serious motor vehicle crash that led to him having to have his arm amputated. It happened in Miami-Dade County. Norton reportedly still in critical condition. Southern California can expect continued aftershocks following Saturday's powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake that was centered near Ridgecrest, where it caused some landslides and structural damage, but seismologist Lucy Jones says L.A. itself got off unscathed.
Nobody in Los Angeles County was damaged. Nowhere close. We didn't get anywhere close to it. We just all felt it.
Rides at Disneyland were briefly shut down because of the quake. Joey Chestnut continues to reign as king of the hot dog eaters, cramming 71 dogs into his stomach in 10 minutes to win his 12th mustard belt at the Nathan's Eating Contest in Brooklyn yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A West Virginia man who built a coal empire that made him a billionaire has been killed in an accident. Chris Klein died when the helicopter he was traveling into Fort Lauderdale from the Bahamas crashed into the Atlantic Ocean yesterday. The 60-year-old Klein's daughter and five others were also killed. Vice President Mike Pence on hand to welcome some new Americans on America's birthday.
Pence joined the head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services, Ken Cuccinelli, and Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao, who is an immigrant herself, at a naturalization ceremony in Washington, D.C.
You come from 26 different countries. You come from just about every walk of life. There's an electrician among you, a banker. There's a college counselor, an IT engineer, and even an Uber driver.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Many Americans, when they think of the state of Alaska, think of cold weather all year round. Well, residents in Anchorage, Alaska, really feeling the heat after the city set an all-time high recorded temperature of 89 degrees yesterday. The previous high had been 85 set in June of 1969. Several recording stations in the Anchorage area also reached 90, one hit 91. And U.S. Customs and Border Protection says it confiscated 32 pounds of rat meat from a man at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport yesterday. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.